This is HPR episode 2668 entitled, Explaining the Controls on My Amateur HF Radio Part 3, and is part of the series, HAM Radio, QSK. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 18 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode I cover the main slash sub displays meter memory, and band keys of the TS-940s.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. HPR is a community-led podcast created for the community, by the community. That means you can contribute too. Just pick up a microphone, hit the record button, and give it a go. You can use your mobile phone, an MP3 player, dedicated audio recording device, a computer if you've got one, a tablet, a phone, did I mention phone? Don't know. Anyway, she must have something interesting to say. So this episode is part three on my explaining the controls on my amateur HF TS-940S radio. And as I said previously, I decided to split the recording up because it was getting too long, convoluted. And there's actually, I think at the beginning I say that there's three sections to the radio, but there's really four. First section is to do with the transmitter. The next section is to do with tuning in modes and such like. The third section is actually to do with modes and memories and controlling the displays and whatnot. I kind of missed that out when I was talking about it in the very first part. And the final section is the receive section. So we're doing the third section today. This is the dealing with memories and VFOs and displays and such like. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge, covers the main sub-displays, meters, memory and band keys of the TS-940S. That just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? So sit back and enjoy. I'll briefly cover the display, the main display area, because it's a sub-display. So the main display, as I said before, I'm sure it's not LED. It's some other kind of. I wish I could explain this. But anyway, it's currently telling me I'm on VFOB. There's a V3. Next to the a bit along from the VFOB symbol, a VFOB. Legend, I should say. I don't know what the 3 means. Maybe that's memory 3 or something like that. And the display is displaying 7.176.97 KHZ kilohertz. And then there's two zeros in kilohertz next to that. Don't know what that's for. Never used that either. It's amazing how much of the studio I haven't used. So I'm on 7.1. 7 megahertz 176 kilohertz and 97 hertz. Is that right? 970 hertz, I should say. below the frequency readout, there's a scale that tries to emulate an old-fashioned, as I was explaining to you earlier, the old-fashioned radio that used to have a needle that spun up and down as you turned the tuning knob on the radio. There's a kind of wee graticles that go from 0 to 1,000, and it's sitting somewhere between 700 and 800, so 750-ish. So what does that mean? Let's just see. It's giving an indication how many tens of kilohertz. 700 hertz. 700 hertz. That's what it's telling me. Yes. So if I go to down here, so 7.1 megahertz, 100 hertz. It's basically an idea to give you an idea how far up the band you are. If we start in 7.1 megahertz, then at a glance, if I spin it at 500, that's halfway up the band. So I'm 7.151. At a glance, without having to really look at the flickering display as you're turning the big main dial, you can see how far up the band you are very easily. So you get the best of both worlds. You know, with an analog display, it's very good, very easy to see where you are on the band, but it's not very accurate. Whereas the digital display with flickering numbers, it's very difficult to monitor where you actually are if you're moving up the band or down the band. It's a bit like the old analog and digital meters. If you've got an old AVO and you're measuring a fluctuating voltage, it's very good to see, because you can see the meter swaying up and down and see what it's actually doing. Whereas if it's a digital meter just flickering up and down, you can't tell what the heck's happening. So it's a bit like that, really. It's kind of handy. I'll just put that back to dim again. So next to the main display, there's a meter, and the meter has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 scales on it. The first scale is to do with signal strength, and it starts at 1 and goes up to plus 60 dB. So that's just an indication of how strong the signal is that you're receiving. The next scale is the power scale, and that goes from 0 to 150. I think the radio can actually do a little bit more than 100 watts, but as I say, I never go past about 70. The next scale is SWR, standing wave ratio. So when the meter is in the SWR position and you transmit, it gives an indication of what your SWR is at, and it goes from 1 to infinity. Next one down from that is IC, so that input current, and it goes from 0 to 16 amps. Where that sits, I have no idea. Next one down from that is COMP, and that goes from 0, 10, 20, doesn't actually say what's at the end of the scale. There's no number there, whether that's 30 or what, I don't know, but it's decibels anyway. So it's the amount of compression that you're adding in, and you would get that if you put it in the comp position. And ALC, so if you put the meter into the ALC position and start talking, you make sure you don't go it's funny because it seems to be auto limiter control. You've got a red section and a white section. And the white section says 26, 28, 30 volt. No, the white section says 20 dB, and the red section says 10 dB. Yes, but I should really know that, shouldn't I? But I'm a bit sketchy about the ALC. Russ have looked at that. So that's the main meter section covered. I'm all over the place here. I noticed that below the main display there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lights. One's on air, so that's very old fashioned. On air, transmitting. You know, these days you would probably say TX, but for transmit. But on air, there's an on air light. There's AT, antenna tuning. There's a tune light, a split light, and a notch light. But we've covered split. That's working split frequency between transmit and receive. Notch we'll cover later, tune we'll cover later, AT we'll cover that later, antenna tuner we'll cover that later. So if I go further along to the right, to the next section of the radio, there's buttons to do with controlling the sub display. It's a kind of green LCD type affair, and at the moment it's displaying the clock. I bet it's wrong. But anyway, it says 11:45. Is it 11:45? Not quite sure. I'll have a look and see. It's not far out, it's 11:30. I'm definitely going to have to split this into multiple sections. So this 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons for adjusting the sub display here. These buttons actually have two functions to them. It's one of the few buttons that have two functions. So it's either clock. The first button is either clock or mode. The main function's clock, the sub function's mode. Next one's button's graph or hour, and the next one's scroll or minute, and the last one, which only has one function, is set. And it's basically for adjusting the clock. That's what these are basically for. The graph one is, I think that's used for to do with a CW filter, which I'll cover later on. So that's those four buttons. The next row down from that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's a group of kind of 8 buttons. They say memory function. And these are basically to deal with memories. Memory set, program set, hold, memory clear, VFO, switch between VFO and memories. Memories takes a memory and puts it into the VFO. Memory in and enter. So it allows you to jump between, allows you to set up memories on the radio and allows you to jump between a variable frequency wherever you happen to be and jump straight to a memory or put the memory into a VFO so you can move off that frequency, if that makes sense. I don't tend to use these keys very much. Below that, band keys. And these have got two functions, these band keys. They can either, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 band keys. And you can either use them for the second function of those is to be used for memory channels. So you can, each button's got a number above it, so 1 to 10, 1 to 9 and then a 0. So you could jump to any one of these 10 memories basically just by pushing the button if you're in memory mode. But if you're in VFO mode, the main function of these keys sitting on each key as a number. So the first one's 1.5, next one's 3.5, then 7, then 10, and 14, 18, 21, 24.5, 28, and 29. These are amateur radio bands, and so you can jump very quickly to one of these bands by pushing single push to that button. So I'll go 3.5, the reader has just jumped. It's now actually reading 3.620. I'm guessing that's where I must have been last time I was in the 80 meter band. The 3.5 megahertz is the 80 meter band. It remembers where you were last on that band. When you push these buttons, you hear relays clunking and clicking inside because of the, this is because of the age of the radio. So if we go back to 7, got a click, there you go, click, and a beep. So that's me on back on the 40 meter or 7 megahertz band. Quite handy, although because I tend to just sit on 40 meters, it's I don't use them a great deal. There's also another way to quickly jump up and down frequencies. Rather than jumping to a band, you can step up. There's a up and down button, and that jumps the radio up by a megahertz. So 8 megahertz, 9 megahertz, 10 megahertz, 9, 8, 7. That's back to 7 again. I think actually the main control, the main tuning control that I previously covered, is speed sensitive. So if you turn it slowly, it moves it in a very slow, you know, very small increments, because it is a digital. Although it feels all analogy and smooth, it is actually digital. And so if you move it slowly, the steps are very, very smooth and small, but if you fly it around, you know, quick, then the steps increase, so you're jumping a bigger jump sort of thing. So you can move about the band quite quickly doing it that way as well, of course. So next to the up and down keys, there's an AT.T key, and that stands for antenna tuner. And if your antenna isn't tuned properly, then you can enable this AT-T key, and there's a couple of motors and capacitors and stuff in here, and it makes a right old grinding noise as it tries to tune the antenna and bring the SWR down. It's quite interesting to hear. I'm not going to do that just now because I do on occasions cause interference to the television downstairs, so I won't actually do that at this point in time. But it's a very handy feature, and I think it may have came as an optional extra, and obviously the person who bought it did that, and I actually use that when I'm on 40 meters. The antenna tuner's active in all the time. If I move too far, say to the top end of the 40 meter band or the bottom end, then I've got to retune the antenna. It doesn't cover the whole band. That's that, the antenna tuner. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll leave it at that. I don't think I've got anything else to say. Hope I haven't bored you too much. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr@googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.